Ran Delicious. Welcome to the SEO Rand. I am your host, morning over the new mind. We better as Wix's head of SEO brand. I'll remind you that this podcast has nothing to do with that. This is pure unofficial Morty Magic and Morty Mania. Where can you find official Morty Magic? And on the Mania side, check out Wix's Surps Up podcast at wix.com/SEO/learn/podcast. I think I got that right. Anyway, when does the SEO Rant come out? Typically Thursdays, sometimes Fridays. So it does make sense to subscribe wherever you consume your podcast. Where do you consume podcasts? Just Google, where do I consume podcasts? Also, why is the word consume? No one's actually eating a podcast. Where do you listen to podcasts? Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, wherever podcasts are found, we are there. We're also at the SEO Rant on Twitter, X, and the SEORant.com. So you can check it out there as well. For today's listening pleasure, she is another crystal in SEO. Oh my God, how many crystals are there in SEO? She is an SEO consultant. She is Crystal Ortiz. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Yes, there are a lot of us, but it's pretty great. I love that.
It's unbelievable.
A lot of us.
I recently had Crystal Waddell on the podcast. Mm-hmm. And then there's Crystal Tang, who's coming on the podcast. And there's Crystal Carter, who I work with, who's also been on the podcast. So you're like the fourth crystal that'll be on this podcast, or the third, and eventually a fourth crystal. No, I had Crystal Ordain. Five crystals.
That's kind of exciting, really.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know many crystals outside of SEO.
I know none. I know no crystals outside of SEO, but in SEO, everyone's crystal.
Yeah. That's kind of great.
Wow. Before we get started, I have to earn money to feed my family. So I'm going to do a cold read now. Dear audience, time for a cold read. That's my transition. That's all you get. I lost the sheet with the cold read. I'm not even going to edit that out. I'm just going to say I lost the sheet with the cold read and leave it. This is going to stay in the podcast. Before we get to today's madness, the SEO Rant is brought to you by SE Ranking, the robust SEO toolkit designed for agency and in-house pros alike. SE Ranking delivers everything from keyword research to comprehensive reporting, perfect for elevating your SEO strategy, tailored for small to mid-sized teams and seasoned professionals. It offers unique insights with flexible pricing to meet your needs. And now, SE Ranking is available in the Wix app market. Start optimizing today with SE Ranking, your trusted partner in SEO success. Check out the link in the show notes. And that's it. Now we're done with the cold read. Now we can get into the actual madness, which is today's topic, which is how to be adaptable in your SEO career. What in the world does that mean? I'm not a very adaptable person in general. Like, you changed the breakfast menu? I am leaving this restaurant.
I don't really know. I guess it's just kind of like going with the flow, and that's how I would see it. It's really going with the flow in your career. And I guess it's just more like a little bit of words of encouragement when you are going through career changes and ups and downs, and really just keeping your eye on like what interests you about your career versus like where you're at any given moment. So that's kind of what it means to me.
I'm going to say an old person thing.
Yeah.
It feels like careers change far more often and far faster than I was growing up.
Mm.
I don't know if that's true or not, but it feels like you look at LinkedIn, like people, yeah, I've been there for a year, next job, been there for a year, next job, been there for a year, next job. And like back in the day, you're like, oh no, you don't want to show you've only been at a company for a year on your CV or your resume. But now it's like, yeah, that's totally normal. So it feels like an SEO all the time. You see people like, yep, just started a new job. Yep, just got a promotion or just changed my role. Teams are constantly shifting around. Like at Wix, we're constantly shifting teams around. This one's on that team. This is now and now on this team. This one was doing this. That one's doing that. It just kind of feels like, one, it's a lot to deal. I feel like it's a lot to deal with, like mentally, like a lot to deal with sometimes.
Yeah, I'm sure. I think for me, I originally was like in retail before I got my education. And actually, while I was getting my education, I started transitioning into like social media. And that was kind of where I got my start. Was I was really interested in web design, actually. And so I started to like learn SEO, kind of SEO concepts through web design and, you know, some of the basic website things that go on websites. And then I went into social media, and then I kind of went back into SEO. It kind of was like always an interest of mine. And I guess when I originally started out, I did not think that I would just kind of be on my own being an SEO consultant. I didn't think that, this is what that would look like for me. And I've had so many different types of roles since I originally started. So, I guess it, yeah, things do change really, really quickly, especially because digital marketing changes so quickly, right?
Yeah.
So you'll be in one role and you'll be doing one thing, and then like you'll kind of, when you make that switch into the next role, it could be completely different, even if you have the same kind of job title, right? Like if you're an SEO manager, but now you're in a different industry, or like it's 2 or 3 years since you started, now that job looks different. You know what I'm
Are
trying
you
to
good with
say?
that? Yeah, I totally get that. Like, are
Am
you
I
good
good
with
with?
that? Like all the constant changing, the adapting, you're doing, even if you're in the same role, like you're saying, like it's not the same because just the industry has changed or expectations have changed or the company has changed. I feel like you could either go one way or the other with this. It could be very difficult, or you could be the kind of person like, yeah, I like this.
Yeah, I'm the kind of person that likes it. I
Nice.
think it's like really fun. It makes it exciting to, it doesn't really get stale or stagnant, SEO as a career. I feel like I still, every time I get a new role or I do a new thing, I still feel like, oh my gosh, I have so much more to learn. Like there's always more and more and more and more that you could learn. So I think that's what makes SEO a really exciting career path, actually, and digital marketing in general.
Yeah, I see this all the time. I've experienced this relatively recently. I'm like somewhere in the middle. Like I don't like doing the same thing for a long time. Like I'll get bored. Like I've done that. It's come, routine or it's, I get it. I want the next challenge kind of thing. But I also don't like change. Like change the menu out. So it's like
I think
I'm in a weird place.
The basic concepts are very similar, like since I've started. But I do think some of the nuances change. So that's how it can be really exciting, is like you build on that foundational knowledge and then it means something to you as you continue down the path. Like I remember when I was like just starting out and learning on-page SEO and like getting websites ready for go live and like, adding my keywords and my links and, checking all the stuff, I guess. Those were the motions and the tasks and the things that I was doing on a day-to-day basis. And then, as time went on and I was exposed to different things and different ways of approaching search, those foundational tasks and, concepts and different knowledge pieces, they continued to grow. But now you have better understanding of like, why am I doing this? What does this mean? Like, and then over time, we've become less dependent on certain things, like putting your website with a bunch of keywords. Like, it's just,
Wait,
that's just not what we do anymore.
you don't do that anymore? Oh man, I'm still doing
No.
that. No, not good.
It's not that that's bad,
I do it for
but.
local all the time. Near me, New York plumber, plumber, plumber near me. And that's just the name of the business. It's before I even get
How's that
started with the.
going? How's that going for
It's
you?
going great. I'm killing it. All the actual businesses are just getting, clobbered by my stupidity.
Yeah. So, anyway, I guess that's what I'm trying to say is like, you have your foundational stuff and but you're still learning along the way, and that foundational knowledge just continues to grow and mean new things. And the industry is changing so quickly. And I think almost so quickly that it's hard for people to really catch up at times.
Yeah, that's a little overwhelming. I think keeping up with the news at certain point, I used to really keep up with SEO and PPC
Yeah.
relatively equally, but more on the SEO, obviously. But I felt pretty proficient in what I knew about PPC until like a certain point, it just got so many updates. So I'm out. I just checked out.
Same.
I can't. Done.
Yeah, same. Yeah, I felt that way about social media too. I was like, I was kind of a general digital marketer like at first, and then just over time I got more channel specific, and within like 3 or 4 years I've been like, don't ask me anything about any of these channels, not
Performance
specific
Max, what is
questions.
that, like a Boeing plane or something? I don't know.
Like I'll help you out if you have like a basic concept question, but get
Yeah,
into the
what is a
details,
PPC
like
ad? Got you. Got you.
right.
But
Exactly. So yeah.
I find it's very, very similar. You have these foundational concepts and you start building on them, you start building on them, and you start using them in different ways. Right. For me, I've used what I've accumulated in SEO for SEO stuff, but I've also used it for a lot of like brand marketing things, like on the Wix side,
Yeah.
where I'm at the point, I see there's other people like Kevin Indig would be another example of this, where you start getting really into things and you start growing your Weltanschauung. Use a really fancy philosophical word, your ability to see vistas and horizons and understand the fuller picture of what's happening in ecosystems.
Yeah.
Well, I have a cold. And you're able to take that and expand out and use what you've learned in SEO and apply that in other places. And I feel like at this point, like my LinkedIn, half my posts are about brand marketing and half my posts are about SEO at this point. I'm like, wow, how do we get here? And you just
Yeah.
sort of naturally evolve. If you're thinking and you're contemplating things, I feel like you naturally evolve and move almost naturally to different spaces. And I see this very often in the SEO space, where you have someone who started as a very strict SEO person, and now they've kind of like broadened their horizons a bit, and they do a lot of like growth marketing kind of things. And it happens
Right.
all the time.
Yeah. Well, I think those conversations are really important because SEO can't really function well without that bigger picture vision, right? Like how SEO fits into all of the marketing channels and fits into the business, really, and moves the business forward. I don't think we can like sit on our own ships in SEO and try to get everything done ourselves. It's just not realistic, and it, like I said earlier, digital marketing is changing and how SEO works is changing. Like those foundational concepts are, similar-ish, but yeah, we can't just look at things through an SEO lens and expect to have the same results that we may have had previously. Like we have to focus on brand. We have to focus on the business. We have to focus on creative copy and, how social media impacts
And all that
search.
stuff changes
Yeah.
so quickly all the
Yeah.
time. And if you're looking to broaden your horizons, you should also check out Also Asked. Also Asked mines and organizes Google's people also ask data in real time, showing you the next most likely question your search is going to ask. Best of all, it's completely free to try. Mark is not trying to pickpocket you. You don't even need to create an account. Also Asked has the world's only API for people also ask data, meaning you can combine this data directly with AI tools. So just ChatGPT to supercharge your content briefs and write great content at scale. Go to alsoask.com and use the code SEO rant to get 10% off. So I'm wondering, in your SEO career, I kind of find that as I mature as a person, I get grumpier and grumpier and grumpier. The things that I want to do, when I say mature, I mean get older. I don't think I actually mature. The things that I want to do, the things that I like to do, the things I can tolerate doing, are just different. Like, I don't have patience to write meta. I'll be honest with you. Like, if you give me an AI tool to write a meta description, I'm using it. I don't have patience to write meta descriptions anymore, please. As you've matured as a person and
Yeah.
new interests, new tolerances, again, I'm not tolerating meta descriptions, that you've pivoted either consciously or unconsciously, like your SEO career has kind of ebbed and flowed or aligned with just where you are in life and your life circumstances and you as a person, what you are now versus what you were, I don't know, 10 years ago kind of thing.
I mean, yes and no. I still think about, I don't know. I don't really
We
know.
got
I
really
guess
like
I,
psychological and philosophical here really quickly. Yeah.
yeah. I still think I, yeah, I don't know. I think,
Mike,
My time might be better spent in certain areas depending on who I'm working with. It might not be the best use of my time to, write meta descriptions, but it might be the best use of my time if there's a particular client that like I'm working with that they need me to write meta descriptions because they
That's
just can't
true.
do
No,
it
I'm not going to turn down
themselves.
money to write meta descriptions. I'll
No,
take your money and write meta descriptions.
but I think it really just depends on the context of like where I'm spending my time. I guess. I don't know.
Well, I mean it more like in the sense of like I used to like doing tons of webinars and podcasts and whatever. But now I have 4 children. Back then I had 2 children.
Yeah, you have different
I don't have
energy
time to
then.
like 8 o'clock at night to every podcast. I used to never turn down it. You wanted me on a podcast? Like, no problem. I'm happy to do it. I love talking on a podcast. I do 3 of them.
Yeah,
But
I
I
don't know how you
started
do
getting like
that.
pickier about what I take or don't take. Not because I don't want to do them or I'm trying to be like an asshole. I just don't have the time the way I used to as I've gotten older and have other considerations besides like my SEO career to worry about.
I see. I still like to work on like a wide variety of SEO projects. But yeah, I don't know. My tolerance for projects and different things, it's kind of the same,
That's great,
you
by the
know.
way. No, that's
Yay,
good. Like, yeah,
thanks.
I don't, you like, it's good that you don't feel burned out from doing meta descriptions.
Yeah, I think my early career was so heavy in like tactical work. I was just like constantly on doing tactical work all the time that now, by comparison, I'm like, so anything seems less than
Nice. The quiet
that.
life of writing meta descriptions. You can sit on a rope and you take your laptop, you were out to the middle of the lake, and you write a bunch of meta descriptions.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably not the best use of my time unless like it's a client that needs like that's what I'm doing for them. But like if I'm working with somebody that has kind of like, they kind of already have things going for them, maybe my best use of time is like more strategic, this is sort of like you mentioned, the horizon. This is where we're headed, and these are the things that we need to do to get there and that kind of thing.
Has your preference or the types of sites or that you like working with changed over time?
Yes, I just really, I think working on websites that are a bit more complex and require, more strategic work, that's where I get really excited. It's not that I don't like smaller websites. I do, and I do enjoy working on them because they're more in that early stage, like I know where they could possibly go, but it's going to take some time. Whereas websites that are a little bit more established, they have a little bit more, they're closer to the end goal. And that's a little bit more fun because you can
Right.
start to like really push that website past where it's been. So yeah, I do like to work on kind of bigger projects. It's more
Yeah,
fun.
I'm definitely the same way. Like I used to, I don't like working with SaaS the same way as I used to because I've done a lot of SaaS in-house. I still like it. I'm still at a SaaS company, right? But I used to for a while. I was really into working with sorry. For a while,
That's
I
okay.
was really into working with SMBs. Although it was nice to work with an actual business owner, and like, I felt I was doing some good. But that gets hard real quick because you're starting from nothing and you're trying to take them to anywhere, somewhere, somehow. Please God, get them some traffic, kind of thing. Whereas now, like, I much prefer working with someone who's even just got a little bit of something going on. So we can take it to the next level kind of thing. I don't feel like, you're really trying to like drag them through the mud to get somewhere. You can really start to do things and start to have success with it. So I definitely see like that shift in my own personal preferences over time.
Yeah, I think for me, it's like the energy of the person that I'm working with. There's some energies that are like just really enthusiastic and excited about, the channel and growing their website and growing their business through organic. And that energy and that excitement is what makes me excited. And so I think about that website offline, and I'm thinking about what I could do and, just the different avenues. And, I'm searching and I'm just kind of like thinking in the back of my mind all the time. That excitement really drives me. And then there's some energies that are like, very accusatory, very like distrusting. I don't know if that's the right word, of the process and of SEO, which I understand and I get, but that energy is a little bit more, it's sort of like a mental block, if the energy is like distrusting. And then it's like, okay, well, now we have to have different conversations. And those are just a little bit harder. It's a
Yeah, a
little bit
little bit
harder
more
to
hard.
navigate. And it takes a little bit more like stamina from the consultant perspective. It's like you have to have, or even in-house or agency side, like when you're dealing with, an energy that's kind of like not excited, like you're having to kind of justify things, and which is good. I mean, it stretches you, right? And it makes you pliable, and it makes you able to speak to data and prove business objectives and like speak to that. So I think it's a good thing, but also, it's for
It's
me,
hard.
like the energy preference is trying to get that energy to be excited can sometimes be a little bit of a process.
How do you manage sort of ebbs and flows where you have, all of a sudden you have five really great clients and they're super energetic, and then you go, now you got five really hard ones. It ebbs and flows, obviously, but how do you manage that ebb and flow? Because when you're in the ebb part, it doesn't ever feel like it's going to flow ever again.
It's hard. I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. I really don't know. It can be challenging.
It's
So,
challenging. Just get, if you're listening, you'll get through it. Just keep on
it's more
trucking.
like, it's more just like the energy of the work. Like what I really like to do is what I'm doing. I'm really passionate about it. I'm passionate about working on websites and everything that I'm doing. So that's really what I focus on and what I get excited about. So maybe that's helpful.
Yeah. You know what people should be excited about? Following you on social media. Where can they follow you?
You can find me on Twitter, Crystal Three Ortiz, or LinkedIn. Just go ahead and find me on LinkedIn. I'm somewhere on there, Crystal Ortiz.
No TikTok?
I do have a TikTok, but
You do?
it's
You
not
like
like, it's not cute. We're not gonna push
I ask
that
all my guests, and usually it's like TikTok. No, I don't got TikTok. You're one of the first
I
people to say
have
it. They even
one.
have it
You have
altogether.
to have it. You
I
have
don't
to have
have
a
it.
TikTok
I'm
right
gonna. I'm,
now.
I don't fall downstairs and I don't dance. What am I gonna do on TikTok?
You gotta learn, like, you gotta be up to date with like how people are
I
consuming
have
things,
one
don't you
foot in the
think?
grave. I'm slowly dying. Like
False.
I don't deserve. I don't. I'm not for TikTok with the happy smiley people. I'm a curmudgeon.
Well, I don't know.
If they had
I have
a
one. I
video
just
shorts
don't
platform,
recommend
or
following me. Not right now.
well,
Maybe in like a few months it'll be different. I don't know,
but let me
but
know, and I'll add the link. I'll add the link in a few months from now. And if they ever create a video shorts platform where they have a bunch of like middle-aged people complaining about shit, let me know, because I'm there for that.
I bet you there is that there.
Middle-aged people complaining about things.
Yeah, for
All right.
sure. Like a lot of people use TikTok as like venting sessions.
Yeah, but they're doing it while they're falling downstairs. Or dancing.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't
Or
seen those.
dancing while falling downstairs and venting. That would be a
That's a
trick.
very specific visual.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine that actually. Well, that's a visual for you to leave you on. Until next time, look for the SEO Rant at theseorant.com, at SEO Rant on Twitter, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, every great, mediocre, and terrible podcast are found. We're also there at new episodes each and every Thursday or possibly Friday, so subscribe. Crystal, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks.
And to the audience, toodles.